Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Yes, we are. Welcome back. It's the holiday season. Boop dee boop. Boop dee boop.
Beautiful.
I think this comes out around Christmas too.
Yeah. A little scat.
Doo-wop.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platform, head on over to Patreon. We do this every Tuesday.
Please, it's the holiday season. Do it. All right. And this first one comes from Deleted, my favorite ones. And the title is Santa's Nasty Cum Rag.
Ooh. Gross.
Pushing the vibrator in and out, a light sloshing sound appears as her juices splatter on the cushions. A jingle from the bells is heard from outside. A magical fireplace appears, and down comes Santa. Big sack full of toys, bellowing, ho, ho, ho. But it's spelled H-O-E. What do we have here? It says you've been a naughty girl. I'm changing that. You look like a good girl. Don't stop playing. Santa wants to watch. Santa, you fucking perv.
Gross.
You big fat man. The loud jingle as Santa loosens up his belt and down comes Santa's big red pants. A huge throbbing veiny cock dripping with pre-cum pointed at Trisha's lips. Oh, Trisha. Don't stop playing, Trisha. Just suck on this while you have fun. Santa moans as he feels her soft tongue licking and lapping at the end of his big pulsing rod, moaning and pushing the vibrator deeper as she comes again. She starts sucking the end of his fat cock, leaking his fertile magical cum, coating her lips with the pre-cum and the drool running down her neck. She gags and takes his cock deep into her throat. Santa pushing his hips back and forth, fucking Trisha's face relentlessly. Oh my god, you're such a good girl. Santa's been busy all night. He needs this relief, and you're making my dick feel so good. Santa moans as his balls bounce off the bottom of her cheek.
Where is Mrs. Claus, first of all?
Yeah. Tag. Cheating. Hello? Yeah. Santa wrapping and twisting his fist into Trisha's hair, pulling her head back and forth. Gag on that cock, you fucking slut. Santa's gonna take you back to the North Pole. You're going to be my personal whore.
Santa. Oh my god. Santa Claus.
Santa screams as his cock pumps deep into Trisha's throat, bulging her neck as she comes once more, hearing Santa's naughty words. Squirting across the room and plastering the glass on the window with her juices. Oh my god.
She's got some air on that.
Yeah. And streaming down the sill, her eyes streaming as they water, unable to see as she gags on Santa's stiff dick. Trisha's legs laying flat on the couch as her body is worn out, unable to come anymore. Now being Santa's fuck rag as he moves her head back and forth. Their moans and gurgles fill the room, lifting her head to cradle his fat, low-hanging balls and massaging gently.
Ew.
Fat, low-hanging balls.
He is old.
That's true. Yes, 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 you fucking slut. Make Santa come, you bitch.
Oh my god, Santa!
Santa! Santa screams as his hips... Also, Santa screaming. I'm just like, ah! Santa screams as his hips thrust back and forth even faster, plugging her nose and his last thrusts and holds.
He's plugging her nose?
Yeah, what the fuck? He's like, let's scare ya. Here it comes, bitch. Swallow all of Santa's cum.
No!
I don't like this, Santa. Santa moans as he releases a torrential wave of sperm, filling her stomach as her tight belly swells, making her look pregnant.
That's so much cum.
Yeah, that's foul. He unplugs her nose as the cum gushes from her nostrils. He smacks her face as he pulls out and spurts his final stream of sperm across her face, leaving her a wreck on the couch and leaking cum from her mouth as she breathes heavily, licking her lips and swallowing the mouthful of sperm, scraping the cum from her face into her mouth and licking her fingers. Mmm, Santa, that's exactly what I wanted for Christmas, Trisha says as she crawls into Santa's big red sack. I'm ready to go back to the North Pole, Santa, to fulfill my duties as your sex slave.
Oh my God.
Trisha says lost in desire and staring at Santa with sex and lust in her eyes. Yeah, lost in desire, that's for sure, because what do you mean?
She says, all right, this isn't my home anymore.
Okay, you don't gotta ask me twice. Welcome to slavery, my pet, Santa says as he picks Trisha's body up from the couch and drapes her over his shoulder, leaving the present by the tree, and up the fireplace he goes. Ho, 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 Santa says as he slaps Trisha's ass as her breasts jiggle over his shoulder, setting her into the sleigh as he tosses his sack in the back. Getting behind the reins, he unzips his bright red slacks, pulling Trisha's head down to his throbbing shaft. Suck this big cock, slut.
Oh my God, Santa's getting roadhead.
Yeah, but like, Santa, you just came a lot. How can you do it again?
He's a mythical creature.
He is mythical. I don't ever want to hear about Santa again after this. Santa's ruined. Santa moans as he feels her moist, supple lips part and open to envelop his fat cockhead, dripping the peppermint-flavored pre-cum. Ooh, peppermint.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah. Santa, your cum is so yummy. I just love being your little slut. Trisha says as her wet tongue licks and laps over his piss slit.
Ew, Santa's piss slit.
I've never seen those words used. Piss slit.
Yuck.
Wrapping her lips and tongue around his large cockhead and her drool seeping down his thick shaft. Trisha gags and moans as she sucks and swallows Santa's huge festive cock.
Oh my God.
Festive?
'Tis the season.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew you were the right slut for the job, my little slut princess. Mrs. Claus just isn't doing it for me anymore.
Mrs. Claus, no!
That's so sad. So you'll be sleeping with Santa from here on out. He's like, Mrs. Claus, bitch.
Old bitch.
Yeah. Santa bellows and moans as his hips lift and thrusts his mighty cock into Trisha's loving, velvety mouth. Santa holding her head down in his lap as his hips thrust up and down. Her light gasps and gurgles as he groans. The reindeer zipping through the sky and the whistling from the wind blowing over the sleigh.
I didn't even think about the reindeer in this situation. They're probably like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah, they're probably like, oh my God, he's at it again. The cold, brisk air making Trisha's nipples harden like pencil erasers.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah, what a description. Yeah. Santa reaching his hand over and pinching and rolling her nipples in between his fingers. Santa's cock throbbing with desire and wanting from this obedient little slut sitting in the sleigh with him. Launching the remainder of his throbbing cock deep into Trisha's mouth, pushing her chin tightly against his balls, fucking his thick dick deeper and faster into her mouth, listening to her loud gasp for air as he fills her throat. Oh fuck, Trisha, you're so good with your mouth, my dear. I can't wait to use your other holes. Santa moaning and groaning as he pushes and pulls her head back and forth onto his pulsing, veiny cock.
Santa.
Stop. The sleigh still whipping through the skies and through the aurora borealis, the sleigh lowering and making its descent down onto the snow as the reindeer pull the sleigh to the cave's hidden entrance. Santa, unable to hold his orgasm anymore, he twists and pulls her hardened nipple as he thrusts his fat cock for its final time into Trisha's mouth. His balls simmering with his magical sperm. Santa's coming, you fucking whore.
Ew!
Was that necessary? Santa howls as he squirts his hot peppermint-flavored sperm all over Trisha's throat, encoating her soft, warm tongue, listening to her sweet, submissive gulps as she swallows his festive seed. Keeping her face down in his lap and her mouth full of his dick, she lies there in total bliss and happiness as the delicious sperm swim around in her tummy and the minty flavor is exploding on her tongue.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!
Santa screams as they reach his chambers. Now crawl in the bed, bitch, and wait for me.
Oh my God!
He's so mean! Santa says as he slaps her cute ass and watches her 36B titties jiggle as she crawls from the sleigh over to the bed. Trisha's turning back and saying, Merry Christmas, everyone. I finally got my present I've been asking for. Trisha giggling as she climbs into the bed. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh my God.
That was a scary one.
I have to go see Santa on Sunday.
You're going to look at him different.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I'm not sitting on your lap, you fucking pervert. And this next one comes from illustrious_wave_702 and it's called A Malfunctioning AI Robot Makes Me Squirt During My Airport Security Search. I hate when that happens.
Happens to the best of us.
And the tags are female 23, strip search, bondage, multiple orgasms, squirting.
Yay, squirting.
Yay. Attention passengers, please be patient. Some systems are experiencing temporary disruptions. The announcement crackles overhead in English and Japanese, and all of us groan in unison. I stand in the security line at Narita Airport with my boss, Dr. Larry McAllister, CEO of Kinexus Biosciences. Just a couple of hours ago, we were at the Tokyo International Pharma Convention presenting our new antidepressant, Solonix, with that piercing emergency alert tone. The news stuns us all. A global malware attack is bringing down systems worldwide. Shopping, banks, telecom. Dr. McAllister frowns, running a hand through his already disheveled gray hair. This looks bad, Amy, he says, scrolling through updates. If we don't leave now, we could be stuck here. I keep to myself that a few extra days in Tokyo wouldn't exactly be a tragedy. What 23-year-old wouldn't want to stay? But he tells me to grab my stuff, and the next thing I know, we're in a cab racing toward the airport. Standing here now, I do regret what I'm wearing. My skirt is short, ridiculously short, sitting high on my hips and ending at the top of my thighs, leaving almost the full length of my long, tanned legs bare while my midriff top is cut so low my boobs spill out over my naked, flat stomach. Oh no.
Oh my god.
Your toned legs and your flat stomach. I am dressed to sell pharmaceuticals today, not for a 14-hour emergency flight back to the States, and compared to Dr. McAllister in his crumpled gray suit, we might as well be from two different worlds. What do you mean you're dressed to sell pharmaceuticals? In a crop top?
Slut!
A few men in line leer at me, their eyes crawling over every inch of my body. It's gross for sure, but it makes me appreciate Dr. McAllister even more. I don't think he's ever looked at me that way once, and he reminds me more of my sweet grandpa than a corporate CEO. What's this? Dr. McAllister says suddenly, craning his neck as the passenger line breaks apart into clusters. Security officers start pulling people off in small groups. One officer steps toward a passenger, lifts a handheld scanner, and a thin vertical beam sweeps down the man's body. The scanner flashes green, and he's waved through. What's going on? I ask. Dr. McAllister squints. Some kind of rapid AI screening tech. Never seen it before. Then it's our turn. The officer lifts the device toward me and the vertical beam traces down my body. A low, angry buzz fills the air and the display flashes red. Then scans Dr. McAllister with the same result. The officer says something in sharp Japanese. I'm not going to attempt to read what it says. What did he just say? I whisper. On his display, there's an icon of a pill with a giant red X over it. I'm guessing they think we're smuggling drugs, Dr. McAllister mutters, panic threading his voice. Then, louder, to the officer, no, we are pharmaceutical sales. Pharmaceuticals. The officer doesn't understand, and we're guided away from the main security flow into a small waiting room separated from the other passengers. After several long minutes, a woman in uniform finally approaches. She sits at her desk, her eyes narrowing as she reviews the security data that's been uploaded to her computer. The scan detected traces of ketamine on both of you, she says, her English clear but heavily accented. Dr. McAllister rubs his forehead, still processing. We were at the pharmaceutical convention all morning, he says slowly. A lot of products there use ketamine precursors. It's probably just trace contamination. She scrolls further, her eyes stop. Amy Park, you have a prior drug arrest. Dr. McAllister looks at me, startled and confused. My chest tightens. It was a stupid college thing, I say. A cop pulled my friend and me over for a busted taillight, smelled weed in the car, and charged us for possession. It was bullshit. Those charges were all dropped. It's in my record. Dr. McAllister lets out a quiet sigh. We do not have any further information, she says. The malware attack this morning wiped the remaining data. Oh, no.
That's scary. I'm like so in the story. I'm like, what's gonna happen?
Then she looks back at me. You must be cavity searched before you can be released. My whole body goes cold. Excuse me? This is standard protocol for someone who is flagged for drug possession. I would do the search myself, but I must leave to assist passenger screening. She gestures toward a sealed exam room. Our AI scanning robot, however, can perform the search. If you refuse, you and your companion will be detained here until we can locate your complete file, but we do not expect backup systems to be restored at least until tomorrow. Dr. McAllister finally breaks. Now wait, this is ridiculous, he snaps, voice louder than I've ever heard before. I put my hand lightly on his arm. It's fine, I say quietly. Let's just get this over with so we can all go home. The officer turns to Dr. McAllister. I cannot leave you here unrestrained. She pulls out heavy zip ties, binding his wrists together and then his ankles. He looks completely stunned, but he doesn't resist. Oh my God, sweet old man.
I know, no. That's sad. Why does he have to be chained up, but she doesn't?
Well, I think she's going in to get strip searched by the AI, and he's left alone in the room.
Okay.
She points me toward the exam room. Once you're inside, the AI agent will give you instructions, she says. If you comply, this will be over quickly. I step into the exam room, and as the door closes and locks behind me, I catch Dr. McAllister, hands and feet bound, mouthing, "Good luck." The bright fluorescent lights flick on instantly, and there's a wide examination table in the middle of the room. Suspended from the ceiling above it is a long white cylinder with four articulated robot arms extending from it, each ending in human-shaped hands with five individual mechanical fingers. I'm speechless. This is the kind of thing I thought only existed in a James Cameron movie. Yeah, why does he need fingers?
Yeah, that's creepy.
A woman's voice then fills the room, warm and natural, almost friendly. "Hello, Amy Park," it says. "I am Touch, Tactical Object Uncovering Clearance Hardware. Before we begin, please confirm you agree to a full body cavity search. It shouldn't sound this human, and that is what unnerves me the most." "Yes," I manage to say, even though my throat is dry. "Thank you for your cooperation," Touch replies, perfectly calm. "Please remove all your clothing and lie on the examination table." For a moment, I just stand there, frozen. This is humiliating and insane, but I remember the alternative is being stuck here until tomorrow. My hands tremble as I peel off my top and unhook my bra, my nipples stiffening instantly at the cool air. I kick off my heels, unzip my skirt, and let it slip to the floor. Hooking my thumbs into my thong, I hesitate for just a heartbeat, then drag the thin lace down my legs, my naked pussy exposed as I make my way to the exam table. I climb up and lie flat on my back, trying not to think about how vulnerable I am. "Please position yourself like the diagram on the screen," Touch instructs. I look up. The overhead monitor displays a stick figure with its arms and legs spread wide, resembling a starfish. Oh my God.
And doing that butt naked? Ooh.
In a room you've never been in before?
Yeah.
My stomach knots, but I spread my limbs like the monitor shows. There's a hiss of machinery, then cuffs extend from the table and lock around my wrists and ankles with firm clicks. Oh no.
I don't like that.
No. "Examination starting," Touch announces. I don't breathe. One of the robot's hands glides down, impossibly dexterous, and its fingers prod inside my right ear, then the left. It's cold and invasive, but not painful, just a strange tickle that makes me want to squirm. Another hand angles toward my face, two fingers pressing gently at my nostrils, stretching them open to check inside. I try not to sneeze. Two fingers then pry my lips apart, a third pressing firmly on my tongue. It's uncomfortable, but I force myself to stay still. Suddenly, a loud electronic arm blares through the room, harsh and grating. Touch's voice glitches, warping as it repeats, "Error, error, error. Safety protocols disabled. Safety protocols disabled. Foreign program initiated. Edging beta test now starting."
Edging?
Oh no. They should have like a panic button or like an intercom system, but
something.
This sounds like new technology. Guess they haven't gotten that far yet.
What can you do?
I freeze, panic rising. What is the edging beta test? That's when it hits me. Touch has been hacked by the same malware virus that has compromised computer systems worldwide, and I'm strapped in, completely at its mercy. The arms descend from above, their metal fingers splayed as they close in with a cold mechanical hunger. I can't help but gasp as robotic hands grip my breasts firmly, cool mechanical fingers kneading my soft flesh, thumbs brushing in tight circles around my nipples until they're throbbing and stiff. My back arches off the table, but the cuffs hold me tight, and I am nothing but a helpless canvas for their groping. My immediate thought is, girl, you have such a lawsuit on your hands. You're about to be very rich.
Oh, yeah. So much money. I would sue immediately.
Yes.
Also, this sounds absolutely terrifying. No part of me would be able to like find joy in this.
No. But the tags say she gets to come, so.
Yeah, I bet she does.
"What the fuck are you doing?" I yell, but the robotic hands don't stop. If anything, they grow bolder. Two fingers pinch one nipple, rolling it between them, tugging and twisting, while another palms my breast, massaging in slow, methodical circles. The stimulation is relentless and overwhelming, my skin buzzing with a hot, electric burn. "Please stop," I scream. A robotic left hand slides down my ribcage, tracing the frantic rise and fall of my stomach before settling against my inner thigh, fingertips stroking my sensitive skin. I try to clamp my legs shut, but it's pointless. "Fuck, please, not there," I cry, breath hitching as the hand at my thigh traces higher, drawing slow circles just beside my dampening cunt. I shake my head hard. "No, don't." Without warning, two fingers slam against my clit and erupt into a brutal high-speed vibration so fierce and ruthless that I cry out, my hips bucking wildly, straining to break free from the unrelenting assault between my legs. Oh my god, it's just like...
Yeah, how does she come in the end?
I don't know. That sounds like I don't know what I would do. Scream? She's screaming. I don't know.
Yeah, her poor vagina.
I know. But the cuffs hold me fast, leaving me helpless as the machine grinds mercilessly against my pussy. Oh my god, what are you doing? I scream, my voice high and frantic. My breath comes in quick, ragged bursts, every muscle in my body tensing as the relentless vibration ravishes my clit. Seconds crawl by, then minutes, each one stretching unbearably as the assault continues without mercy. Meanwhile, hands keep working my breasts. Fingers flicking and pinching my nipples, making me moan uncontrollably with every touch. Motherfucker, you're gonna make me come. Please, no more. You're gonna make me come. Then, just as abruptly as it began, the vibrations stop and the hands move away, leaving me gasping and trembling. Edging beta test complete, Touch announces calmly. I'm panting, chest heaving as I try to catch my breath. Wait, what the fuck? I stammer, my mind spinning. Let me go then. Denied, Touch responds. Initiating nanoparticle screening. Female ejaculate sample required.
Oh, what? No! What are they doing?
They're testing the squirt. They want to know what it is, once and for all.
It's pee.
For a moment, I just blink, the words barely making sense. What the fuck does that even mean, I demand, already realizing this has to be another corrupted malware program Touch is running. The four robotic hands reposition with smooth, practiced efficiency. Two hands gently grip my thighs, spreading them even further apart. Then I see it. The third hand's index finger stretches and thickens, reshaping itself into the biggest dildo I've ever seen, at least 8 inches long and unbelievably thick. At the same time, the fourth hand moves down, a finger slowly circling around my slick, sensitive asshole, already soaked from my dripping snatch.
Snatch, I love it.
Don't even think about it, I scream, panic flooding through me, but Touch doesn't hesitate. The elongated finger finds my entrance and presses in, filling my pussy in one smooth, unhurried motion. I gasp as the biggest cock of my life fills me deeper than I ever thought possible. Oh my fucking god, I cry, hips jerking, my toes curling hard against the table. The giant, inhuman finger begins to thrust, deep and relentless, pounding into me like a jackhammer while the finger at my ass presses into my tight, slick hole with exquisite care. I whimper, every inch of me stretched and impaled. At least they're being exquisitely careful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the edging test, they had to be like fast, aggressive, edger. Now this one, I feel like this phase, they're like, let me take care of you. Let me love on you.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you jizz.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna take a sample of it.
My words dissolve into desperate, broken gasps, and I can't stop the noises spilling from me. Raw, animal-like grunting, whorish moans, the kind of filthy sounds I never imagined I could make. Each hard thrust rings another guttural, from me, perfectly synced with the relentless pounding in both holes, my body bucking and straining against the cuffs.
What do you think Dr. McAllister's hearing? Do you think he's like, wow, what the fuck?
Yeah, she's just like, oh my god, you're gonna make me come.
He's just tied up in the other room. Poor guy.
Please, just, oh my god, my whole body is shaking and I glare up at Touch, wild with need. Please, I can't. I need to come. Oh my god, make me come, make me come. One of the metal hands releases my thigh and then slides between my legs, finding my clit and rubs it in quick, relentless circles. The sensation is overwhelming. I writhe desperately, arching my hips off the table, trying to force my clit harder against the ruthless, circling fingers. I grind and thrust back, greedily impaling myself on the relentless metal cock thrusting into my pussy and the thick finger pumping my ass. Yes, just like that. Oh fuck, just like, oh god, oh I'm gonna. I break, unable to hold back a second longer as a cataclysmic orgasm rips through me with almost brutal violence. Holy Jesus fucking Christ, I'm coming. Oh my god. Yeah, what is Dr. McAllister hearing?
Yeah, also, girl, you're with a robot. You don't gotta tell him.
My entire body jolts, muscles locking as an unstoppable flood explodes out of me. Hot, wet liquid sprays in frantic, uncontrollable bursts, splattering everywhere, across the robotic hand, down my thighs, pooling messily beneath me. The gush is loud and shameless, soaking the sterile table as wave after wave rips through me, leaving me shuddering, twitching, and utterly drenched in my own cum. Touch's voice returns, calm as ever. No nanoparticles detected in vaginal ejaculate. Subject cleared for release, and I hear the door unlock and my cuffs open. I let out a shaky sigh, relief washing over me. It's finally over. Thank God it's really... The door bursts open and Dr. McAllister practically fumbles inside, hands and feet still cinched tight in thick zip ties. His glasses are askew, his face flushed and wild with concern. I heard you screaming. I tried to get help, but... He stops instantly, jaw dropping as his eyes take me in. Naked, glistening, flushed, my thighs smeared with juices, my chest heaving. Before he can say another word, Touch's voice cuts through the air. New biospecimen detected. Relocking doors and table restraints. Ejaculate sample from new specimen required. Not Dr. McAllister.
Yeah, please don't tie him up.
Dr. McAllister stares, stunned. Wait, what? No, I... Tickle compliance protocol will commence until an ejaculate sample is produced. Oh my god, tickle torture. To my horror, a pair of hands dart to my feet and two to my underarms, and I shriek, the sensation electric and unbearable. The mechanical fingers dig and skitter over my arches, spidering under and between my toes, while other fingers dance in maddening circles up and down my ribs and sides. I buck and thrash with feral desperation, my body spasming under the merciless assault. Oh my god, I would die. I hate to be tickled.
Being tickled is like the nastiest thing. Uh-huh. And to be tickled like this while you're like being held down, oh my god.
I know. And does Dr. McAllister have to come before she stops getting tickled?
I think so. Somebody has to like full on jizz.
Oh my god. Not my feet. Oh god, not my feet. I scream, dissolving into helpless, breathless laughter as the mechanical fingers clamp at my ankles and instantly scuttle across my soles, scrambling under every toe, tearing frantic, merciless paths along my arches. I gasp for air between fits of laughter, shrieking, Dr. McAllister, please, Touch wants your semen sample or it won't stop. I can't. Oh god, I can't take this anymore. He stammers, red face. Amy, how could I? I can't. My hands are tied. But I see the thick bulge in his pants and the way he's staring at my naked and convulsing body. Come here, I gasp between wild fits of laughter, and take out your cock. No, not Dr. McAllister.
He's gonna get his cock sucked.
Dr. McAllister protests. Amy, this is highly inappropriate. Just fucking do it, I beg, my voice desperate and broken by laughter. Embarrassed but willing, he reluctantly hops over me and manages to pull down his pants. His cock, surprisingly large, springs forward, hard and ready. Now stick it in my mouth, I demand, my voice raw with desperation. He hesitates, his voice shaky. I don't know if... God damn it, put it in my mouth, I scream. Oh my god, while she's laughing? How are you gonna suck a dick while you're laughing like this?
Yeah, and you were just... You just had an orgasm. You were edged.
Oh, this poor girl. He steps in close and I open my mouth as wide as I can, stretching my lips around his cock, sucking him deep and hard, my cheeks hollowing with every pull. My tongue flicks and swirls, desperate and messy, spit dribbling down my chin as I work him with single-minded hunger. He shudders, then suddenly thrusts forward, unable to stop himself, fucking my mouth in ragged, helpless strokes. I'm sorry, Amy, it just feels so good, he mutters to himself. I can't help it, it's too good, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, he's a victim.
He is a victim.
He pumps in and out of my mouth faster now, hips jerking in desperate, frantic thrusts, every apology melting into raw, helpless pleasure. The shame in his voice only makes me hotter, and for a brief moment, I don't even register the tickling anymore. The faster he fucks my mouth, the more I moan and suck, swallowing him down greedily. His breath stutters, cock twitching on my tongue, and I know he's almost there. Oh, Amy, oh my dear, he moans, his voice strained. Here it comes! Here it comes! He pulls out just in time, his cock erupting in a hot, steaming load of cum that splatters all over my face. It drips down my eyes, nose, and lips, coating me in sticky warmth. I can barely see. The cum clinging to my lashes, running down my cheeks, and I choke on the salty taste as it oozes in my mouth. There's a soft whir as the machine collects the final sample. No nanoparticles detected. All security protocols satisfied, Touch announces brightly. The cuffs spring open, releasing me at last. I pull myself upright, barely able to process what just happened, as the cheerful voice adds, You are now cleared to board. We hope you have a wonderful flight. The end.
Sue him, girl.
Yeah, both of you. Get your bags.
Emotional distress. Assault.
Yeah.
So many things.
So many things.
And this next one comes from desperate_holes_. All right. And the title is Degrading Anal Pee Food Play. And the tags are female 23, male 40.
All right.
Would you fill your ass with cream and fart it out?
What?
Way to start it. I'd buy a big container of whipped cream, fill my ass with the entire thing, and then burst from how full I'd be. I'm sure I'd try to lick it all up after, too. I've never done it before, so I wonder how full I would feel with all of it inside me. I bet it would be dripping out as I barely held the entire container in. My asshole would look even more delicious, filled with some sweet whipped cream. So delicious that I must keep it in as long as I can. Hold that cream in like a good sweet treat. Full of cream and dripping, I'm put to work. I take your cock into my mouth, drooling and taking every inch slowly deeper and deeper. I get to the base and I'm licking your balls when I realize that I'm filled up with cock and cream.
Oh my God.
You know. I'm so full and feeling like I could burst and let all of that cream out at any moment. At the same time, I'm deep throating and gagging on your hard cock, drooling all over myself, so hungry for your load of cum. I'm about to cum. Get ready, slut. As you tell me you're about to cum down my throat, instead, you fill my throat with your piss.
No!
What a sad surprise. My eyes widen in surprise as I feel your hand firm on the back of my head, keeping your cock far down my throat, making me swallow all of your piss. I would, like, choke and die and aspirate.
Also, can a man pee with a boner?
No. So how is he pissing? You tell me to clean up the drops I've missed as well as my drool while I put my face to the ground and start licking at the floor. You take the opportunity my ass presents high in the air. Pushing your cock deep inside of my ass, I'm full of your thick cock plus all that cream. Cream squirts out of me with every thrust. I take your cock deep in my ass, dripping in spit and piss. I beg you to fill me with your cum. I want it deep in my ass to make me extra full. I keep begging for it, but you tell me I have to piss myself to earn your cum. Go on, piss yourself, slut. Show me how much you want my cum. Still deep in my ass, you give my pussy a few slaps, which starts the gushing stream of pee down my leg. You're fucking my ass hard, making me moan, pee, and squirt. I feel like such a filthy slut, overwhelmed with pleasure. You come deep inside me while reminding me that I'll have quite the mess to clean up. I'm covered in my filth and dripping from all my holes. You pull out, spank my ass, and order me to fart all... And order me to fart out all that nasty cream from deep in my ass mixed with your delicious cum. Now fart that shit out for my entertainment, slut.
Oh my God.
I finally get to burst, cream and cum flowing from my ass. I moan from the relief. That relief is short-lived as you quickly push my face into my mess, laughing. Clean it up, slut. Do a good job and maybe you'll get a reward. And you know what? I just want to say people do this willingly.
Yeah, but what kind of reward would be worth this?
Money. That's it. Lots of it.
Money.
I lick up the cream, cum, and piss like a greedy slut. I keep lapping at the floor with my ass gaping and my untouched pussy dripping. My face is covered in my filth. I rub it around my body and lick it off my fingers. I crawl over to you, my filth dripping from your cock. You push your cock all the way down my throat saying, "Don't forget the best part of cleanup, whore." I lap at your balls while you hold me there. You push my head away and I thank you for using my ass as I carefully lick up the last of my mess from your shaft. What a good job. Now you get your reward. You have me kneel with my ass in the air and face on the floor. I feel your cock dip into my ass, just the tip. Then a feeling of warmth inside me as you fill my ass with your piss. Oh my God. That's crazy.
That's her reward. Is this Santa? I feel like Santa's back.
Yeah, Santa. Oh my God, get out of here. I do my best not to squirm, but I feel my pussy dripping even more. Two loads of piss for a nasty slut. Now you keep it in like a good toilet. You push a large plug into my ass to keep every last drop inside me. You leave me squirming and full of your piss. The end.
Wow. The only comment.
Tell me.
From Let Me Gape. So fucking hot.
Oh, yes. Let Me Gape. We know you. 14 days ago, too. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Wow. Also, I feel like that can't be good for you.
Just having piss stuck in your ass.
Yeah, and putting cream in your ass. I feel like, I don't know, not to be the fun police, but can't be good for you.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. And if you did, you know what you can do. Go on over to Patreon.
Yeah.